On Air Music presents Long Player.
Earlier this week, Wellington-formed group Beat Coma released their debut EP, Creature Comforts. It's been a long time coming. They've been playing as a live band for a few years now. I think they formed in 2015. And over that time, they've released the odd single here and there. But it's, this new EP is their first sort of fully realised offering. They're all split up around the place now. One of them's in Dunedin, one's still in Wellington, and three of them are in London. So I got on the Skype machine with vocalist and keyboardist Sophie and bassist Jono, and we had a little chat about the EP.
Hi, I'm Sophie, and I play keys and sing in the band Beat Coma. I'm currently based in Dunedin, speaking from our spare room.
My name's Jono, and I play bass in Beat Coma, and I'm currently situated in Wellington, where Beat Coma was formed.
Yeah, you guys are all kind of split up. Is there also members in London at the moment? Is that right?
Yeah, the three other members, Trent Williams, Sam Young and Thomas King, currently live in London.
So what do you say of Beat Coma in terms of, is Beat Coma still a band? Is it still alive? Is it on hiatus?
I think it's still alive, but it's kind of on hiatus as well, I suppose, in the meantime.
I don't think we've actually talked about it. What's happening?
Yeah, but we have to wait for at least the other guys to come back to do anything. But in the meantime, we're just playing on hiatus and trying to get this EP going, I suppose.
So the EP Creature Comforts has just come out, and it's been a while in the works, from what I understand. How does it kind of feel to have it ready for the world?
I feel like it's been a long time coming. We recorded the instrumentation in November 2017, and it's just sort of been on the back burner for a while, waiting on bits and pieces to be finished. I hadn't done the vocals for any of the songs really, so it was up to me to sort of get that done while I was in Dunedin, and then off to get mixed by Ollie Devlin. So it's been a journey. And it's a bit of a relief to get it finally out there.
When you say you hadn't done the vocals, were the lyrics written, just not recorded? Or had you actually had to make some time and sit down and think about what you wanted to say?
They weren't done really at all, because when we performed live, there was so much space echo on both Trent and I's vocals that the lyrics weren't such a focus.
Sure.
And so we managed to basically improvise or have a vague understanding of what they are. But I had to really sit down knowing that they would be really heard in the recordings. I spent a few afternoons in my room just stressing about it, trying to put pen to paper.
Would you say there's a theme that connects the songs on Creature Comforts?
Probably not, other than each song sort of being a chapter in my life at the time. So they're kind of snapshots of the years. Some of the songs are about probably about 5 years old. So a lot of time has passed since then. So there's sort of distance in that. So I guess I just sort of see the songs as chapters maybe.
So as you were saying earlier, a lot of the instrumentation, or all the instrumentation, was recorded back in November 2017 at Unholy Jam Space in Wellington. What's Unholy Jam Space?
It's a communal, well, not communal, it's a shared jam space in Newtown. I think it's a garage, I'm pretty sure. It's just converted into a bit of a little mini jam space with other bands that played there. I think like Earth Tongue have practiced there and Mermaiden sometimes, but we used to jam there anyway when we were properly gigging quite a bit. And so we spent like a whole weekend recording in there, I think. Just doing all the tracks individually, I suppose. So we just did the drums by themselves and the bass and the guitar and Sam's percussion work. And then, yeah, vocals didn't come till way later, like Sophie was saying. But that's what Unholy Jam Space is.
I want to go through the tracks a little bit. The first one on the EP is Double Visions, which is also the second single you released, and you released it with a video. I love this track. I love this track. Musically, it's kind of like a classic psych surf jam, and there's some great stuff going on with the instrumentation too. I especially loving those synths, and there's a really like catchy bass line.
Cool.
There's so much good stuff going on this song. We could unpick it like, you know, bar by bar. But also lyrically, it kind of weaves in and out. And I'm thinking about what you were saying before about sort of having the comfort of obscurity with like live lyrics. And I feel like with this moment, there's little moments of clarity, but some of it's a little harder to decipher. Was that a choice?
I guess like, honestly, when we performed the song, it didn't have the same meaning that it does now. Like, I wrote them like the day before we recorded. And when we performed it live, like each phrase sort of ended on like the rhyming word for like place or space. So it's kind of like, oh, this is like a spacey song. It's kind of like the vibe that we were going for. And then I just sort of thought like, is this really what I want the song to be about when like you're given a platform to be able to share your experiences? Do I really want the song to be like about nothing kind of important? And so it kind of evolved, like the meaning evolved into sort of like the frustrations of being a woman in the music industry, and that sort of like evolved, and it felt right as soon as I started writing like that. I definitely think it's probably a lot of like pent up anger coming through a little bit.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. But it's definitely, yeah, it has changed a lot since we first did it. And I think that's why Thomas did the video with like the space men and weird giraffes and
Yeah, he just went to town on it. He just did whatever he wanted. It was awesome.
The next song on the EP is Creature Comforts, which is also the title of the EP. It has more of a melodic vibe following Double Visions.
Mm.
Yeah, those two we wrote. They're the most most recent songs we wrote. And I think they're a lot better structurally and just well written, better than our old stuff. So Creature Comforts, yeah, I think we're pretty proud of those first two tracks, just the way they sound.
Yeah, I think the songs that I came from, or the lyrics at least, came from like the struggles of being completely honest with someone, or like even just myself, and like worried that if I, you know, spoke my mind, I'd put someone off, I guess. Mm. It's sort of like a self-sabotage thing. Yeah, I mean, it's all kind of vague. Like the lyrics are really vague, I guess, so people can take from it what they will. But yeah, I guess they kind of tie in together.
Mm. The song itself, it changes quite dramatically about two-thirds in, and when those little like shakers come in. What was the thinking behind making the song shift like that?
Jono?
No, I think we started to wanted to go more pop in some of our songs, kind of towards the end, before we kind of went on a break. We started to write more songs that are a bit more slow, kind of like classic kind of 50s, 60s kind of pop.
Mm.
And that's what the end vibe is. It's just kind of like, it just takes a weirdly weird turn into a pop song at the end. And we're just like, oh yeah, that's cool. And Sophie does some of the vocal harmonies. And yeah, I think we just wanted to try and chuck something like that in there, something that was just a total change at the end in that kind of style. Is that right, Sophie? Do you agree?
Yeah, I think we just sort of stumbled upon that accidentally when we were jamming. But it was something that just sort of thought, this is a bit weird. Like, we could have gone, like, full, like, emo, depressing, like, ending. But instead it was, like, yeah, just having, like, a bit of light.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's like, because the rest of the song is kind of like Trent playing these few jazz chords that he knows, and it's kind of, like, it's smooth and, I don't know, jazzy, but then it kind of just, yeah, it takes a weird change, a turn at the end to a kind of straight pop song chord progression. We're like, oh, yeah.
I think it was also cool to be able to, like, add those harmonies in as well.
Yeah.
Because I, like, love doing that. So we did, like, how many different, like, harmonies did we do for that over and over?
Yeah, like four or five.
Oh, your vocal layers there?
Yeah.
I think
they
sound really beautiful together.
Yeah, we just kind of wanted to go for that kind of, yeah, like 60s harmonies vibe. Like, so we just went to town
the
on
zombies or something.
Hmm.
Yeah.
The next track is Noise Control. Did this song kind of come together from jamming, or how did this track come together?
It's like this is like probably the oldest song on the EP. Like, we've been playing it for ages. And we used to play it at a lot of shows and house parties in the past. So it was like, it was more of like just a fast paced kind of party song. So that's, and we kind of just evolved that over time. So like when we played it, we used to play it live, we used to just have like a really long, that outro, just keep it going for ages. And so, and when we recorded it, Trent just wanted to kind of get that vibe. So I think he did a quite a few guitar tracks on it, and it's just really fast paced. And so we kind of, I think we just wrote that just from playing it live, really.
Thank you.
I can't remember how that run came about, but it was a long time ago.
Yeah, it's an old one.
We used to call it Garage.
We're not very good at song names. Like, we usually do that. That's like the last thing we do, which is strange, because we don't go in there with a concept. We write a song, and then we're like, the song name usually comes last.
Is that the same for Melancholy as well, the next track?
Yeah,
because that's an interesting title.
Yeah. We didn't know what to call that one, because we're really happy with that song. I think we really like it. And it's got a certain vibe to it.
But so for listeners who may not know, it's Melancholy, but instead of the regular spelling, it's like collie, as in cauliflower.
Yeah.
And so Melancholy is quite a, you know, it's a sad thing, and then you've added this sort of comedic touch to it.
Yeah.
Sophie can explain that one,
Gosh, we were really struggling because we knew it was going to be the first single, and we were like, we need to name it. and like, because we're all across like the countries, well, multiple countries, like it was really hard getting anyone to like agree on a name.
Mm.
So Jono and I were just like, all right, we'll call it this. And I think like Trent had talked in the past about, like, you know, it's like a melancholy song, like the way that the chord progression goes, like it's, I don't know. What else, Jono?
No, it is. It is quite a sad sounding song, I think.
I think we were really just clutching at straws for names, eh?
Well, you know, I think it captures that kind of sad vibe, but also we don't want to be like too serious. I don't think we try to take ourselves too seriously.
We're not a serious band.
The closing song is Greaser Repeats. It's such a cool song with that drum sort of shuffling along. And and it sounds like you've got backup vocals for the first time, Sophie.
Yeah, you think that. But it's me.
Is it you?
Again, it's me. Yeah.
Vocal trickery.
I just sang down the octave. But I think Ollie put some effect on it to make it sound like Trent. Trent thought it was him. Or he thought it was I got some hired help. Yeah. A man to do it, but it's just me.
Because Trent normally would sing in that, but he couldn't do it because he was going quite far away. So we just did that, and it actually almost sounds like Trent, oddly, which is good.
Mm. Amazing.
I was putting on my Trent voice.
Can you tell me a little bit about this track, Greaser Repeats?
It's in a similar vein as Noise Control, I think. It's just kind of one that we put together pretty quickly. I remember from jamming it, and we wanted it. We just kind of started playing it live at our shows and seeing how it goes, and people seem quite into it, so we kind of kept it because it's a really simple song. It's like a super simple chord progression, but it seemed to do okay. And then I think it actually sounds pretty good in the recordings. Like, we did a pretty good job of keeping that vibe and keeping it more party-ish. Do you agree, Sophie?
Yeah, I think the way that it sort of builds as well, it's hard to get that on a recording as well, and I think it was done quite well in terms of, like, it sounds like we would play it like the same that we would play it live. Sort of builds that sort of anticipation until it, like, breaks into, like, the chorus.
Mm.
Yeah.
I really like it, and it's a great way to end the EP. That was Sophie and Jono from Beat Coma talking about the band's new EP, Creature Comforts, which came out on Wednesday. Head over to Bandcamp to check it out.
That was Long Player. Thanks, NZ On Air Music.